Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 19th of November. Alpha Off provided the champion trainer Paul Nicholls and jockey Ruby Walsh with their first success in the Paddy Power Gold Cup at Cheltenham last Saturday. It was an eye-catching performance by Alpha Off, a former winner of the Supreme Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. The Flying Grey's next target is likely to be the King George VI chase at Kempton Park on Boxing Day. Nicholls will be gunning for more big race success this coming Saturday when recent Weatherby winners Silvianarco Conti and Tidal Bay could line up for the Grade 1 Betfair Chase at Haydock Park. Contested over 3 miles, the Betfair Chase is due off at 3:05 and offers prize money of £200,000. Silvianarco Conti won the Charlie Hall Chase at Weatherby, while Tidal Bay landed the John Smith's Hurdle. According to Nicholls, Silvianarco Conti is most likely to run in the Betfair Chase, while Tidal Bay may wait for the Hennessy Gold Cup at Newbury the following Saturday. Add to the mix former Cheltenham Gold Cup winners Imperial Commander and Long Run. It's a race of the highest calibre this coming Saturday at Haydock Park. There are also significant races at Ascot on Saturday, the Amlin Chase and the Coral Hurdle. All the main races from both Haydock Park and Ascot are shown live on Channel 4. The Giant Bolster is set to participate in the Betfair Chase this Saturday, and his trainer David Bridgewater recorded a significant winner at Weatherby last Saturday when Wick Hill took the Tote Pool Handicap Chase. Cumbrian-based trainer Maurice Barnes also sent out a couple of winners at Weatherby, Overpriced and Patro Tar. Well, there are no meetings this week in Yorkshire, and the annual Go Racing in Yorkshire awards lunch takes place tomorrow, Tuesday, when the Yorkshire Horse of the Year will be revealed. More about that next week.